Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and again we're reading verses 50 to 58.
I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain.
Our focus is again on verse 58. Let nothing move you. This is the companion to standing firm. It's not speaking about being knocked over, but more about not being diverted away from where we are heading. It's like taking a detour off the main road and driving around the country lanes, taking up time and potentially getting lost. Paul has been teaching about the resurrection for believers and the reality of a new heaven and earth that awaits. This was to counter the distorted teaching that was creeping into the early church that denied the resurrection, and so discredited the gospel of Christ. Jesus warned against false prophets coming into his church, and they are around today. People who are wolves in sheep's clothing, people who reinterpret the teaching of Scripture to make it more acceptable, or those who edit out anything that speaks of God's wrath and judgment for fear of causing offence. Such false teaching must be refuted and avoided if we are to know the saving power of the gospel of Christ. A prayer. Lord Jesus, may your Holy Spirit protect us from false teaching that distorts the truth of your word. Help us to recognize our sinfulness and your offer of salvation through your death and resurrection. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.